Thank you for joining me this evening, and welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. The following are some of the arrest reports for last week. On Monday, December 11th, at 2:21 in the morning, a suspect was arrested for shoplifting at the Grizzly Trail Town Pump. Following an unknown problem report at 10:40 on Washington Street, a subject was detained for partner family member assault, minor injury, physical contact. At Webster Garfield School, around 2:45 in the afternoon, the complaint was juvenile mischief, followed by an arrest for disorderly conduct. Just over 2 hours later, the very same allegation was made on Airport Road, subsequent to a report of unknown problem. Once again at 10:44 that night, a juvenile mischief report was called in, this time from the 3000 block of Moulton Street. The perpetrator was charged with the crime of ungovernable juvenile. Barely 40 minutes passed before another suspect was arrested for criminal contempt on the 700 block of Silverbow Homes. On Tuesday, December 12th, at 0046 in the vicinity of Rowe Road and Clinton, a driver was charged with aggravated DUI. All was quiet on the arrest front until a report of, quote, drugs came in around 2 p.m. from North Emmett. The responders apprehended a suspect and subsequently arrested him or her for possession of dangerous drugs. Straight up at the hour of 1700 on the 1100 block of South Main, following an accident report, guess what the arrestee was charged with? Possession of dangerous drugs. A driver was pulled over on Roosevelt and Harrison around 6:10 p.m. when it was detained for driving while suspended or revoked. Just past 11:30 that night on Elizabeth Warren and Paxson, another traffic stop resulted in an arrest, only this time the allegation was possession of drug paraphernalia. On Wednesday, December 13th at 9:48 a.m. on the 600 block of South Dakota while assisting another agency, a suspect was arrested, and once again the charge, possession of drug paraphernalia. And once again, drugs were involved at 10:22 on South Wyoming, only this time the allegation, possession with intent to sell, which often means either a greater quantity or a controlled buy, and upon conviction, a much more serious sentence. At 3:22 p.m., a wanted person report was called in from Harrison and Sampson, and said person was charged with criminal contempt. Thursday, December 14th was busy. A traffic stop at 8:04 in the morning on the 1700 block of North Florence resulted in an arrest for criminal contempt. Theft all others was the allegation at 10:11 on Hobson. And exactly 30 minutes later on Harvard, while assisting another agency, another suspect was charged with criminal contempt. At 2 p.m. on the 200 block of West Park, criminal contempt was again the cause for arrest after police were called to citizen aid. A sexual assault was reported at 8:11 p.m. at a redacted location. At 10:37 that night, during probation and parole business on the first block of West Galena, arrests were made for possession of dangerous drugs. Friday, December 15th got hot at 11:13 on the 400 block of South Wyoming, subsequent to a report of drugs. A suspect was charged and detained for possession of drug paraphernalia. At 2:56, a theft was reported on Cobbin Street, and a perp was caught and charged with theft from motor vehicle. Just 40 minutes transpired before criminal mischief was the allegation on South Arizona. A wanted person was spotted near the Goodwill store at 4:42 and arrested for criminal contempt. 30 minutes later on West Galena, disorderly conduct was the charge following a report of suspicious activity. At 8:43 in the p.m., an accident-injury was reported on Longfellow and Paxson. After police arrived, it appeared a driver was under the influence. When said driver refused a breath exam, an arrest was made. Shoplifting was the charge at 9:43 on the 3900 block of Harrison. 11 p.m. on Harrison and Sunset, following an accident report, the allegation was criminal endangerment, and an arrest followed. Saturday, December 16th, saw no let-up. On Main and 2nd at 8:53 a.m., a driver was charged with driving while suspended or revoked. At 12:09 on West Courts, a wanted person was spotted and arrested for criminal contempt. 35 minutes later, suspicious activity was the report on South Arizona. An arrest was made for failure to disperse. Criminal trespass was the report from South Main at 5:45, and a suspect was detained for burglary, non-residence. On Sunday, December 17th, at 0049, following a traffic stop on Hill and Schley, a driver was charged with DUI per se 0.08 or greater. This past week saw a marked increase in arrests for drug possession, drug paraphernalia possession following traffic stops and drug reports. Now, I believe what you do in the privacy of your own home is absolutely your own business. However, as soon as you take these things out into the public or in your cars, you may be endangering others, and you are certainly risking getting arrested yourself. I imagine the holiday meal at the BSB Detention Center isn't all bad, but probably won't be served with the love you will find at your family gathering. So please use good judgment, stay safe, and have a happy holiday season. For the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.